Heartstopper by Joy Fielding. Chapter 1. Killer's Journal. The girl is waking up. She stirs, mascara-coated eyelashes fluttering seductively, large blue eyes opening, then closing again, then reopening, staying open longer this time, casually absorbing the unfamiliarity of her surroundings. That she is in a strange place, with no memory of how she got here, will take several seconds to sink in fully. That her life is in danger will hit her all at once, with the sudden force of a giant renegade wave, knocking her back on the small cot I've so thoughtfully provided, even as she struggles gamely to her feet. This is my favorite part, even more than what comes later. I've never been a huge fan of Blood and Guts, those shows you see on TV today, the ones that are so popular, the ones filled with crack forensic experts in skin-tight pants and push-up bras. They've never held much appeal for me. All those dead bodies, hapless victims dispatched in an increasingly gory variety of exotic ways, lying on cold steel slabs in ultra-modern morgues, waiting to be cracked open and invaded by dispassionate gloved fingers. They don't do it for me. Even if the bodies weren't so obviously fake, although even the most obvious of rubber torsos look more real than the ubiquitous breast implants held in check by those heroic push-up bras, it wouldn't turn me on. Violence per se...